Daf Kuf Vav. So we got to, well, let's learn together, I guess, from the bottom of Kuf Hey and Beis. The Gemara is going to point out a number of Shema Minas that were learned from a Brisa that we learned in yesterday's Daf. The case is quickly where the Brisa said that a person came into his house Matzei Shabbos. He said the Bracha on Hayayin, then Ma'ur, then Besamim, then Havdalah, and then he drank the Kos, and then he benched, you know, he had a meal, had a Ma'al Malka and bench. If he only has one cup, then he's allowed to actually eat the Ma'al Malka, and then afterwards save that one Kos. And say Havdalah and benching on that together. So that was the Brisa from yesterday. So now the Gemara says last five lines of Kuf Hey and Beis. Shema Mina Miha Masnis and Tamnesh. We learn Shema Mina eight different halachas from this Brisa. So Shema Mina Hamavdil Betfila Tach Shiavdil Alakos. This Rashi points out Mustama. Rashbam rather points out Mustama. The guy said Atachon Antanu. He said Havdalah in Tfila, and yet there's a din to still say it again Alakos. That's number one. Shema Mina Bracha Tuna Kos, that a Bracha does require a Kos, talking about benching, otherwise we wouldn't have to talk about saving a cup for after benching, must be Birchas HaMazon requires a Kos. Third halacha we learn is Shema Mina Kos Shel Bracha Tzarach Shir, you need to have a certain amount, because you didn't need a certain amount, you could split the cup up in two and say Bracha on Havdalah and benching separately. Shema Mina Mevarach Tzarach Shir Tom, he has to taste, because if he didn't have to taste, so then he could just say Bracha on Havdalah and save that same Kos for benching. So you have to taste it. Shema Mina Tamo Pagamo, that if one tastes it, it makes the yain pugum and would be disqualified for use for benching. So that's why you have to save it and not taste it. And then Shema Mina Tam Mavdil, even though he tasted, even though he had all of bench, all of the Malka, he still is able to make Havdalah after he's already tasted, ate food already. We'll see a machlokas about that. And Shema Mina, two more on the top of Kuf Vav now. Shema Mina Omer Shtei Kedushos Al Kos Echad. You could say two Kedushos, namely Havdalah and benching on one cup. And final Shema Mina is Beishama Hiv Al Liba the Rabbi Yehuda, because the Brisa said he's first to the Brach on Ha'ish, and then Besamim, that's according to Beishamai, not like what we do, not like Beis Hillel. So that's eight Shema Minas. Now Rav Ashi points out, Rav Ashi Amar, Tamo Pagamo V'Kos Shel Bracha Tzarech Shiur is Chada Milsi. Rav Ashi writes that only seven halachas we actually learn from here. The concept of tasting the kos, pagam, and not having the requiring the shir is all really the same underlying point. V'Hachi Kamar. My time of pagama. What was the reason why tasting it makes the yain pugum? Mishum the kosher bracha tzach shir. Because now the cup isn't filled to the top anymore. It's less than the proper shir, and that's why it's a problem. Not because you taste it, because it's pugum, because it's disqualified. Rather, because it's lacking the shir. That's Rav Ashi's understanding of pugum. While the first understanding was no, there's two different concepts. You can have a large cup. But if you drank from it, that yain is pugum until you've taken more wine and poured fresh wine in, even though you might have a shear, it still is considered pugum. So that's a machlokas between the first understanding and the opinion of Rav Ashi. So a lot of different halachas we learn from here.
We hold that, exactly.
So the Gemara then says five lines down, Rav Yaakov, bar idi kapad achatzva, there's machlokas achapta, or maybe the girsa should be kosa. Here's makbid on a cup. So let's take the girsa, because it changed, seems to be, it should be the word akasa. He was makbid on a pugum on a kos, and Ravidi by sheshe kapit akasa pigim. He was also makbid on if a person drank from a cup, it would make it pugum. But if it came from, let's say, a bottle, a guy drank from the bottle, but and he poured to the cup afterwards, that would not be pugum according to this understanding. Only if you drank from the cup directly. If you poured out of a bottle that was drank, if someone drank from, that would not be pugum. However, Mar Bar Ashi Amar Kapid Afilu Achavisa Bekimasa. If a guy drank from the bottle, that would still render the bottle pugum, even though you may have poured afterwards into a cup. Just look at Rashbam. Rashbam writes medium wide lines down. The first medium wide line down, at the end of the line, he writes Kapid Akasa Pegima Lekidush Ulavdala Birkasa Mazon Ulachol Brachos Shetiknu Lasadun Alhayayin. If you're making a kosher bracha, there's a concept of a pugum. Shlo Yivarach Akos Pugum. You cannot say a bracha on wine that's pugum. If you want to just stop drink, like a drink of grape juice, a drink of wine, you're allowed to. Just tzarach levarach bar pergafim is just talking about using for kosher bracha. You can't use yain pugum. She'asir lehanos min ha'olam b'lo bracha, as we know. U'miu im ein lo ela yain pugum. If all you have left is yain pugum, and that's it, so then mekadosh lo, then you are actually allowed to use this for kiddush or benching or anything else. Dekapir lechachila mashma, only lechachila. Or we makbid on yain pugum, but b'dieved, if you're stuck, you're allowed to even use yain pugum for kiddush. And then next Rashbam points out, afilu chavisa chavios ktanios, like small little jugs or bottles, that's also a problem if a person drank directly from the bottle. And while im chavishal eat, if it's a big barrel, gedola, if a guy drank from the barrel, then ain alahakbid, that's not going to be an issue of pugum. Okay, so, halach l'maaseh, yeah. So the Gemara then says, Tanur Rabbanan Zachar Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho. The pasuk says you have to remember Shabbos and make Kiddush. Zachreyu Al Hayayin. You have to remember it. You have to recite Kiddush over wine. So the Gemara says, Ein Li Ela Bayom. I only know you have to do this Bayom. It says Zachar Yom HaShabbos B'Layla Minayin. How do you know even by Layla, even at nighttime, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Al Hayayin? Tamalomer Zachar Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho. So you have to make it by Yom. So the Gemara says, Balaila Minayin. You're asking why if this, or where's the source of Laila? Adrabba, Ikka Kiddusha Balailahu, Kaddish. The really primary time to do Kiddush is in the beginning of Shabbos, at nighttime. The Chi Kaddish, when do you Makadish today? The Chilas Yom by the Kiddush in the beginning. So how can the Gemara assumes that we're Pashit by Yom, there's Kiddush, but doesn't know Balaila? Balaila is really the Ikka. Vesum, moreover, Balaila Minayin, how do you know you say a Kiddush Balaila? Asks the Gemara. Tamalomer, Zachas Yom? So it uses the word Yom to prove Laila. It's backwards. Tana, Mahadir Alaila. The Bryce is looking for a source to say Kiddush at night, yet Kanasiv Lekra the Yomama, but brings a pasuk of the word Yom. So the Gemara says everything's backwards here. And the Gemara changes the Bryce, and it really should say Hachi Kamar. Zachas Yom HaShabbos LeKadsho, Zachrei Al Hayayin, B'Knisaso. How do you, we know you say it, B'Knisaso, when you begin Shabbos, that's when the Ikar Kiddush takes place, which is another way of saying Balaila. Ainli, Ela Balaila, I only know you say Kiddush at nighttime. But Yom Minayin, how do you know you say Kiddush also during the daytime? Tamalomer Zachas Yom HaShabbos, B'Yom. So you say it by Yom, during the daytime. So before we go to what exactly is the Nusach of Kiddush by Yom, take a look at Tosos. Now, by the way, there is a machlokas we showed him whether or not Kiddush on wine is a deraisa or a derabanan. That's a big machlokas. Rashi writes in a couple of places it's a deraisa. Many other Rishonim assume that it's only a midirabanan on wine. Now, Kiddush itself is certainly deraisa. The machlokas is only whether you require wine is also deraisa or only a derabanan. So look at Tosos. Zochreyu al hayayin. Dizachira ksiv al hayayin. Zachreyu, it says zachir by wine. Kiyayin levinya levanon hoshein. The pasuk Hoshea, it refers to wine in the context of the zachreyu. Naskira dodecha miyayin, also pasuk in shirshim. So it's not so crazy to use wine in the context of zikaron. We have a couple of psukim in Tanakh. V'hai zachira hainu kiddush. When we talk about zachir referring to the kiddush, the brach of kiddush, as opposed to vayachul. Vayachul is not kiddush. Vayachul is an edus. The Vayachulu, lo matzino ala koz ela batfila. The requirement of Vayachulu, the truth is, it's only have in the context of tefila, but not to say ala koz. Kedamer b'shabes kuf yotes, v'lo nitzkan ala koz ela lahotzi banav b'nei beis. So we only repeat Vayachulu later on for the children in their home, but you really don't have to say it ala koz. Umashira gilin lo mar Vayachulu achar tefila b'kol ram. Why do you say Vayachulu out loud after every Friday night davening? So Tosus points out, mishum sheyomtiv shechal yos b'shabes. When Yantiv falls out on Shabbos, we don't say Vayachulu during the Shmoneh Esrei of a Yantiv Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So there's no Vayachulu in that davening. So normally, when we say Vayachulu on a regular Friday night, we fulfill the obligation of Vayachulu in the context of Shmoneh Esrei. Why repeat again afterwards? There's no need to say it. But we only say it for the few times it happens when Yantiv falls out on Shabbos, where we don't say Vayachulu during the silent Shmoneh Esrei. Again, Mishum She Yantiv Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Shemispalin Alat Atav Echartanu V'Ein Omer Vayachulu B'Tfila. Therefore, tiknu nami lomer b'chol Shabbosos. So every single Shabbos, we are masakin to say Vayachulu after davening, even though it's not necessary, it's only necessary like once a year, if even. Shelo l'chalik ben Shabbos l'Shabbos. Fine. V'nira, the Kiddush al yayin esmachti. Now he writes his position, that he thinks wine for Kiddush is only a din d'rabbanan. V'hod amar b'vishu meisus, gemar brachos daf chafam abeis, nashim chayavos b'kiddush hayom, davar Torah, Hainu dafka kiddush hayom, aval al hayayin lohavi ela medirban. So this is Tosa Shita that yayin is only medirban. So 2 points from here. Number one is the mitzvah of kiddush is deraisa. Al hayayin is dirabanam. Number two is vayachul is not part of kiddush. It's a standalone concept, a standalone din of edus. That's the understanding of Tosa. Now others would argue and say you have to say vayachul after davening. It's not just because of yantush chalias b'shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says you need Edus. Edus requires two people. If I'm saying it by myself, you're saying it by yourself, we're not saying Edus. So there's a concept to say it after davening b'koram to get the Indian of Edus. That's why if a person, let's say, missed it because he was saying it quietly at a long Shmoneh Esrei, the Eitz of the Mishabura, Chazanish doesn't believe in this, but Mishabura says, say it another time with another guy, v'yachul, to have two people. Now there's a number of questions on that because if it's really Edus, we don't have Edus b'laila. What's the Edus on? It's a real Edus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created the world. So it's a big shaila, really, whether it's Edus or not. But according to Tosos, Vayachulu is not part of Kiddush. It's simply part of Tefillah. So now the Gemara wants to know halfway down the Amud here. So when it comes to Bayom, when it comes to Kiddush Bayom, Mai Mevarch, what exactly is the Nusach of Kiddush? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Bari Pir Gafen. That's it. Just the bracha, as we know, Bari Pir Gafen. So Rav Ashi Iklei Lemechuza. One time he visited the Mechuza, the city. Amar Lei Lekadosh Lan. The Mechabit Rav Ashi to make Kiddush. Mar Kiddush Rabba. Make Kiddush Rabba, which is like a big Kiddush. That was Shabbos morning. So he's like thinking, what kind of Kiddush Rabba? It's a short Kiddush. Havilei, they gave it to him. Savar, my new Kiddush Rabba. He started to contemplate, what does a Kiddush Rabba mean? A long Kiddush? He didn't know what to say. So Amar, he says, Michzi, Kol HaBrachos Kulan Bar Pir Gafen. So, Ami Bereisha. Every single Nusach HaBracha we have, we always start with the Bracha of Borei Pir Gafen. So let me start with that and see what happens. So Amar Borei Pir Gafen, the Agid Bey, he said the Bracha of HaGafen, and he elongated the end of HaGafen, like that, and to kind of see the reactions. And Chazila, who Sabi saw a certain elderly man, the Gochen, he started to lean over. Vishasi drank. Ah, so he knew the bracha was over. The guy was a little thirsty. The bracha was over, and he knew Kiddush, that was all the Kiddush was. They called the Kiddush Rabba. It was a Sagi Nahar. It's called, oh, say the big bracha. He meant say the small little Kiddush. Karya Nafshe, he referred to himself as a Chacham Eina Barosha. A guy, he's a Chacham. He knew what to do. He played it right and wasn't embarrassed by not knowing what Kiddush Rabba was. Now, there are a number of shilas that they ask here. If you look at Tosas, Dira Maschah, Hava Gachin Vishasi. That the old man started to lean down and drink. Vim Tomar, the Perek Shlosha Sha'ach, the Gemara Brachos Daf Mem Zayin, Arminan Ein Hamasubin Rashain Litom Ad Sheyitom HaMevarech. You can't have other people taste until the Mevarech tasted first. So the old man jumped the gun. He tasted before the Mevarech, before Rav Ashi. So V'yesh Lomar, Rav Ashi. V'yesh Lomar, the Hainu Dafka Bahamotzi Shetzarech Le'echel. Only by the Brach of a Motzi and bread is that the case. Kedamrina Perek Ro Bezdin. Lo Yifros Adam Prusa La Orchin Elam Kain Ochi Mahin Hokach Tzarech Lahamdin Ad Shiyitom HaMevarach. It's a special din by bread only. Aval Lagavi Kiddush Tosas Eina Chov Lishos. There's no requirement to drink at all. LaMevarach Ein Tzarech Lahamdin. Meaning the guy saying Kiddush doesn't have to taste. Someone else could taste, but not me. By Hamotzi, I have to taste. So if I have to taste, you must wait. But since Kiddush, someone else could taste in theory, so therefore the old man could drink before me. So Mihu, he does quote from the Yishalmi, the brachos Amar Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rabbi Mesubin, that Asurin Litom Ad Shiyitom HaMevarach, that the Gemara Yishalmi says you actually do have to wait for the Mevarach to say the bracha. So then Tosfos goes on to say later on, if you drop down a few lines in Tosfos, he says, Kishayesh L'chol Echad Kos, when each person has a cup in front of them, Ein Tzarech L'hamtin U'lechach HaVagochen V'Shasim. When do you have to wait? If I'm going to give you to drink from my cup, you have to wait for me to drink. You can't drink before me. But if each person has their own cup in front of them, they are actually allowed to drink prior to the Mevarach. That's the understanding. And then he writes to Miu, Hecha de Pegima, when the yarn is pogum, Tzarech Lishpoch Mimenu L'Shar Kosas Kedei Shishtu Kulam Mekos Sheinam Pogum. Okay, fine, a different point there. Either way, that's what happened here. He didn't have to wait for me because, again, either he had his own cup in front of him or this is a special thing when it comes to bread only. There are a number of other reasons brought down. Tosos says that the Tosin Brachos writes that the old man actually didn't drink. The old man was wiser than Rav Ashi. He knew Rav Ashi didn't know what to do. He sensed the situation. He did him a tova and leaned over to give him the sign that now he didn't actually drink, but give him the simon that now's the time to drink. That was what was going on according to him. Rav Ashi, the Rush writes that he didn't drink. He just put his hand out, but he wasn't even trying to signal anything. And the Meiri says that really, even though you're not supposed to drink beforehand, when it comes to Zakin Muflag, you could show Bechavit him and let him drink first. So there are a few other answers as well, how to get around it, but interesting, Rav Ashi, either way, Chacham Einav Berosha. Now, yeah. We just said that, he doesn't have to drink. Someone else could drink. Right.
Only by
bread, exactly. So then there is an interesting discussion. We say Vishamru, Zachar, we say Al-Kain, different things beforehand. Should person be saying that or not? So the practice is to say something before. And Al-Kain is a bit of a shayla because it's only half of a pasuk. So you talk about whether that's allowed. But some have a practice of saying Al-Kain. And the Rav Shurmach said a person shouldn't say anything before. And he thought just the bracha alone should be enough because people might make a mistake and think that's part of the Nusach HaTfilah, Vishamru, Zachar, Siyam HaShabbos. And therefore he thought no one should say anything. But it seems that I've always seen someone say something before. And whether it's Vishamru, Zachar, or it's going to be Al-Kain, all of it's really, really fine. Okay, so the Gemara now says, let's go a little bit further. The Gemara says as follows. Last 10 lines or so of the Gemara. Amri b'nei Rebbi Chia, Mishlo hivdil b'matzei Shabbos. A person who did not make Abdallah matzei Shabbos can be mavdil v'holech b'chol ha-Shabbos kula. Could go the entire week. The entire week, it sounds like. V'ad kama, how far is the entire week? Amri b'zeira ad revi b'Shabbos. Until Wednesday, the fourth of the week, that's where a person is allowed to go to make up Abdallah. Ki hod the Yosef v'rebzeira kama d'rev Asi. Amri l'rev Asi kama d'rev Yochanan. V'yosef v'kamer l'in and gittin chada b'shabasa.
Trei v'tlasa basa shabasa. When it comes to the writing of Gittin, we'll see in a second what that means in the Rashbam. So that means the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is going to be considered part of the previous Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is part of the upcoming Shabbos. The Gemara again says, again, Linen Gittin, Chad v'Shabasa, Trei v'tlasa, Basa Shabasa, it's part of the previous Shabbos. Arba v'chamisha ma'ale yoma, Kami Shabasa is the upcoming Shabbos. So the Gemara said, look at Rashbam to explain here. Rashbam writes, the Ad Revi B'Shabbos, three lines up, you can make Abdullah up until the fourth day of the week, V'lo Ad B'Chalal, not including Wednesday, really only up until and through Tuesday. Avam Revi V'Elech Gavish Shabbos Habah Mischashiv, Wednesday is part of the upcoming Shabbos. Linen Gittin, what does it mean with respect to Gittin? Im Amar La Hareza Gitech Amnas Shetitni Li Masayim Zuz Acham HaShabbos or Amnas Shetitnim Lo Kodem Shabbos, if a guy makes a Tanai using before Shabbos, after Shabbos, that is included, these are the days. But if you give it to me by Shabbos, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is part of Mekame Shabbos, and after Shabbos is considered Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's various halachas, legabe stipulations made for Gittin. Now there's an interesting shayla that comes up. The person, let's say, forgets to do Shai Mikra Vecha Targum each week. You have to do Shai Mikra each week. And the guy missed it. How far do you have to have it? So many Rishonim hold, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins away. You have up until Tuesday after Shabbos, because that's part of Shabbos as well. The Rabbeinu Peretz argues and says, no, you actually only have until Shabbos. You cannot make it up after Shabbos. What's his reason? Because the Gemara says in Brachos, when it comes to being finishing Mashim Shai Mikra Vecha Targum, it says, B'tzibur. The Tzibur is doing it on Shabbos. You can't do it past the Tzibur. So he argued, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskins against that, and one is allowed to make up Shai Mikra, even the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday afterwards. Now, with respect to Abdullah, so there's an interesting machlokas between the Rush and the Marmor Rutenberg, a well-known machlokas, the Gemara in Brachos, that when a person misses Abdullah, he can make it up the next days up until Tuesday. Now, is that viewed as a tashlumim, meaning you missed the first night, so you can make it up the next day? Or is a chiv Abdullah equally, uniformly, from Monday Shabbos till Tuesday, it's a straight chiv. It goes for 3 days straight. Not because it's making up, but just the chiv lasts for 3 days long. What's the nafkamina? So the Rush and the Mamre Rutenberg, his Rebbe was the Mamre Rutenberg, had a machlokas of an onen. The person was an onen Matzei Shabbos. He can't say Abdullah. He doesn't do mitzvahs. So if it's a tashlumim, so he buries the mace on Sunday. So now he's chayv in Abdullah or not. So if it was a tashlumim, since he was pater at the outset, he's no tashlumim. But if it's a straight chayv the whole time, so he would be chayv when he becomes when he's no longer an onen. So that's an interesting machlokas about the nature of a tashlumim by Abdullah. So now the Gemara says, last two lines of the page here, Amar Yaakov Bar Idi Amar Aval Lo Al Haner. When a person makes up Havdalah, he does not say the bracha of Borei Mer Ha'esh, because that's only said on Matzei Shabbos, it's not said on any other days. That's true of Besamim as well, I believe. You don't make it up with Besamim, because that's also only right after Shabbos is over. I don't think we'd say it either, but now I'm not remembering properly, but I think so. So then the Gemara says, last line before we turn the page, Amar Rav Bruna Amar Rav, Hanotel, a person who washes his hands, Nota Yadav. Yeah, Yosef, don't say it, right? Hanota Yadav, Lo Yikadesh, a person who washes his hands, does not say Kiddush. So this is a bit tricky. The next few lines are going to be a big machlokas Rishonim. Since it's not Halach Lamaisa, I'm going to just take the Rashbam's approach. It is Halach Lamaisa, but it's not so Nogeya to us. So let's just go with the Rashbam's Pshat, just get a Pshat of the Gemara here. But Hanota Yadav, Lo Yikadesh, a person who washes his hands, he does not say, is not able to be Mekadesh. So what does that all mean? So look at the Rashbam here. It's a long, decently long Rashbam here, the first one on the page here. Nata Yadav lo Yikadish, Ella Acher Yikadish. Somebody else should say Kiddush from him. If a guy washes hands accidentally, he shouldn't say Kiddush. He should just stay there, and he should listen to another person say Kiddush. V'hu Yotza, Yidei Chavasa, B'shmiya, B'shtiya, and he could be Yotza, the other guy's bracha, by that guy by him hearing it, and the other guy drinking it. Zayin Kan Hesach Hadas, since he's not saying the bracha, that's not called the Hesach Hadas, and his washing of the hands could still work for the bread afterwards, just as long as he doesn't say Kiddush. Aval hu atmo, lo yikadesh, he himself who washed his hands can't say Kiddush, im not the yadav, he already washed his hands. Kadesh yochal al smach netila dilifnei Kiddush, so this way he could eat, relying on the netila he washed before Kiddush. The Kiddush mafzik bein netila lachila, havik Hesach Hadas, so therefore he should hear from somebody else. Ubay Natila Harisa. Now, if he were to say Kiddush, he would require another Natila, says Rashbam, Basa Kiddusha, because the Tekef Natila Sadaim is Suda. You need to eat immediately after washing hands when there can't be any Hefsik. Ubishvil Kiddush, Lo Bay Natila. Now, note the other Laperes Hareza Megase Ruach. Fine. So that's, I think, enough for us to get through this understanding of the Gemara. Okay. So what?
make kiddush on hamotzi in the words of the challah.
So this guy's hearing from somebody else. If the guy's by himself, fine, that's fine. Let's continue Rashbam, because you asked the question. So the Rashbam says further, very good. Yeah. No, you're right. So he says, V'ha k'mashvelon, didetila, shef me kiddush, eino ololo, doesn't work. L'fikach, ikadish tchila, v'chakach no tel yadav. What you should do is, normally you should take kiddush and wash your hands afterwards. V'kol shekein, da no tel yadav lo yavdil. The guy washes his hands, shouldn't have that either. D'ha, afilu kiddush v'makum suda. Kiddush and suda are very connected, and yet still, we say you can't wash before Kiddush, so certainly washing before Avdullah shouldn't work for the meal of Lamaka afterwards. Because even though Afilu Kiddush B'makom Suda, Afilu Ikla Meimar, Deleka Hesachadas, Afilu Hachi, Ein Yachol Lismoch Al Natila, Dilifnei Kiddush, for the eating afterwards, certainly Avdullah. B'hadamar, Lo Natel Lo Yikadish, a person who washes his hands should not say Kiddush, V'lo Amar Mekadish, V'chozim El Tiyadav, so he shouldn't have to say Kiddush and wash a second time afterwards. But we don't want you to wash twice. Oh, we're going to get to the next one. That's the next Rashbam. Okay. Either way, we went to the Rashbam. We have plenty of time. There's no rush. Nowhere to go. Sure enough. Fine. Let's go weiter now. So either way, the guy washes his hands. Someone else should say Kiddush for. So then the Gemara says, Amr lehu Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. Akati lo nach nafshe de Rav. Rav already didn't already die, and we're still shachninu l'shmaitu. We're already forgetting his halachas. When he died, we'll understand. We'll forget halachas. While he's still alive, we're still forgetting what he taught us. So again, lo nach nafshe de Rav shachninu l'shmaitu zimnen sagin have kamen de Rav. Times we're in front of Rav, and zimnen de chaviva lai rifta. Sometimes he wanted bread and mekadosh rifta. Sometimes he said kiddush on bread, like what the Andrew was referring to. Zimnin the chaviv alei chamra mekadosh chamra. Sometimes he was in the mood for wine, and he'd say kiddush on wine. He chose. Now we don't say kiddush on bread unless a guy has no wine. It's brought down in halacha, but we don't choose that as an option. But in theory, a person could say kiddush even on bread. So look at the Rashbam now. Rashbam writes six Y lines down. The chaviv alei rifta shaya rav. He was very hungry. Umekadosh rifta. He said kiddush on bread. Al malo bay natila achrisa. You don't need a new washing of hands. Elamei kara mashi yade. He'd wash his hands first. V'achal nahama the kiddush, and he eat bread as his kiddush. Alma kiddush shel achar netila lo chashiva hesachadas. So kiddush that's said after netila isn't hesachadas because again, by bread he washed. He said kiddush not on wine, but said kiddush on bread, and then he said motzi. So he had a whole kiddush between the water, between the washing and the motzi. So what's the difference whether the kiddush is on bread or whether the kiddush is on wine? You're allowed to interrupt it. So we see that's not true. A person actually can wash his hands and say kiddush like what the Yekis do. V'chein hilcha, so that's the halacha, he writes. The mishan ato yadav, kodem kiddush, eino tzarech lachzer v'lilon achar kiddush. You don't have to rewash afterwards. V'lo ifle g'rabban, rabban are not distinguishing bein mekadosh rifta mekadosh chamra. Whether l'maisi he said the kiddush of ayachulu and all that mekadosh shabbos on bread or in wine, there's no chilek. You could use the washing of hands that was before kiddush for the eating after kiddush. So not mekadosh again. Lo ifle g'rabban and bein mekadosh rifta mekadosh chamra. From the fact that there's no response, no one rejected this, they all accepted this, must be that's the halacha. Really, the best is to wash and to pour kiddush first, and wash hands afterwards, like Beis Hillel, Gemara, and Brachos. Umidirav shma'inan shemakachin al pasuv omer vayachulu umivarach hamotzi veino ochel gam lo yifros ad shikadosh acharkein. So you could say kiddush on the bread, that's for the chachila. Fine, that's the din. Okay, so that's what. Now there's a big discussion. There's a Tosos here. We'll just leave it at that for now. So back inside the Gemara now. Gemara then, actually, before we go by, to look at the Tosos for a second, interesting question. Tosos asks, Hanotel Yadav Leikadish, the top Tosos. He says, a person who washes hands, you should not say Kiddush. Perish Bir Arashbam, Ubeseder, the Rav Amram, Mishim Hesachadas. For you to say Kiddush, it's a Hesachadas between the washing and the eating. The Kasha, the Ha Rav, Gufi, Rav himself holds the Perakal Basa, the Gemara Chulin, Daf Kuvav, Notel Adam Yadav, Shachris, Umasna Alem Koyom. You can wash your hands in the morning and say, I'm using this washing of hands to cover me the rest of the day. So if I could do that for an entire day, why can't I wash hands and say kiddush and have bread? That's just a few minutes. So Tosis writes, that din of being Masna Alem Koyom is Yeshlomar, the Tanai Lo Mahani Elohecha. That only works when you know you're going to be traveling, you're going to be in the desert where there's no water, so before you leave your hotel, wash your hands and rely on that for the rest of the day. But if you're in a place in your house where there's plumbing, water's not an issue, then you cannot make such a tanai, and it would serve as a hezchadas. So Gemara now says, halfway down the Amud here, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Tam ain't a makadish. A person tastes food, he's not allowed to make kiddush. He loses the opportunity. Rashbam points out, if he eats, he can't make kiddush until the next day. That's the din. We'll see more about this tomorrow. This is kiddush right now. So by minei Rav Achana bar Chinna Rav Huna Tam Mal Sheyavdil. They ask the question, what about Havdalah? The Gemara paskins Tam ain't a makadish. Would you say the same thing by Havdalah or not? I hold Tam Mavdu. I think that the one who tastes still can eat. That's what we saw the Bryce from yesterday, that even though he ate the meal, he could say Abdullah afterwards. Rav Asi, on the other hand, felt Amar Tam Ainam Mavdu. One cannot make Abdullah if he tasted. He has to say Abdullah tomorrow. Rav Yimir Ba'ava Ikli the Bay Rav Asi Ishtali. He forgot accidentally the Tam that he ate something. Havale Kasa. They gave him a cup anyways. Avdil, and he said Abdullah on this. So even though he ate something, he said Abdullah. So we see there, Tam is Mavdil. Amrilei Deves, his wife said, V'hamar lo avid hachi, but didn't Tamar not do this way? Didn't he hold Tam lo Mavdil? Amrilei Shavka Karabe Svirle, he held like his Rebbe. His Rebbe felt that Tam can be Mavdil. So just look at the bomb for Tosos for a second, just one liner in Tosos. Ishtali v'tamida, that he accidentally ate something. So ma shemakshin and hashta behemten shatzadikim, ein hakash brecha mevi ketakala. There's a Gemara in the Chulin. Call places that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not bring a takala to a tzaddik's behema, kavachomer to the tzaddik himself. So we can never have a case where a tzaddik ate in a davar iser. We have the Gemara says in many places that no, he could violate isurim, but when it comes to machalos asuros, to eat machalos asuros, that's a disgusting thing for a tzaddik to eat a treif, to eat a chazer, that would not be allowed. Other avers happen, but not the Indian of eating food. So Tosa asks, so if we don't let even the behema of a tzaddik to violate a davar iser, will we let the tzaddik? So how is it possible here, this case, that Rav Yirmiya ate before Abdullah? That was the davar iser. He ate the davar iser before Abdullah. So Tosa gives an answer, which you're probably all thinking, the food itself is inherently mutter. It's just that shasha asura, that the tam is the timing was off. Ein shayach lahakshus. That's not a place of a question. So this the food is a mutter. It's just shas manios. The timing was off, and that's all. So we have this actually interestingly. You have a couple times where even as zman could actually make something into machal asuras. Normally, if I have food chalitz kosher, but I ate it before havdalah, that's chepsa is mutter. Just asur to eat at this time. But two cases we have, two examples. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, when all the food becomes asur for 24 hours, 25 hours, that, according to many Rishonim, becomes machalos asur. So that's an exception. And one other exception is Pesach, chametz. Chametz is mutter. It's asur for 7 days, and then afterwards it's mutter again. So you have certain instances where zman actually can create machalos asur, a chefs shel iser, but typically, like this case, does not become a chefs shel iser, and that would be allowed, because Rechu does allow a tzaddik to violate such an aver. So let's finish off the Gemara now. Last four lines. Amar Rav Yosef Amar Shmuel Tam Ein Makadish Tam Ein Mavdil. He felt one cannot say Kiddush or Havdal if he ate something before him. And Rab Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Tam Makadish B'Tam Mavdil. He argued and says, no, a person who ate still may say Kiddush and he can still say Havdalah. Hadvi Paskin. We'll stop with this line at the top of Kuf Zayin. Amar Rava Hilchasa Tam Makadish B'Tam Mavdil. He Paskin, and that, I think that's how we Paskin, that one who does eat could still say Kiddush and can still say Abdullah. So let's quickly recap. We start off the Gemara talking about the eight halachas we learned from that Braisa. Can't go through all eight of them, but various things related to saying Tefillah, Havdalah during Alakos and Tam Pogum. So then the Gemara had a few different opinions. What's considered Tam Pogum? Is it drinking from the cup only, or even drinking from the barrel or the bottle? That was a discussion in the Amarim. Then we had the source. How do you know that you say Kiddush al Yayin, although it's only a Smachta, and according to some of the Raisa, was based on the Pasuk Zerach Hashem Hashabbos Lekadsho, Bein Balayla, Bein Bayom. And then we had the Maaseh Rav Ashi that a Kiddush Rabbah of the daytime, Kiddush is simply the Bracha of HaGafen, the Maaseh of the older man leading to drink, he either did drink or just showed him he was drinking. And then we had the discussion that if you miss Abdallah, you can make up until Tuesday, and that's the same Halacha Lagabe Gittin as well, but you don't say Abdallah, nor Eish rather, nor do you say Besamim when making it up the rest of the week. And then we had the Gemara on the top of Mabez, Notel Yadav Leikadish, you should not take Kiddush, but the Gemara says that's not true. We do say a person who does wash hands can take Kiddush, whether it's on bread or when it's wine, it's not considered a Hesach Hadas. And then finally we had the Big Machlokas, whether Tam Mekadish and whether Tam is Mavdil or not. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.